At verse 13, it can be found on page 1137 of the Bible. So that's Romans 10, starting at verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Morning, saints. Good to see you. Will and Sophie are going to be opening God's word and speaking shortly, and I'm really excited about that. But I wanted to say just a couple of things before they come up. Just over a year ago, there was something created called a parish profile, and some of you will have been involved in creating it for this parish. And it's when a church is in a vacancy and they're looking for a vicar, then they create a profile saying, this is what we're like. And sometimes they're complete works of fiction. And you're thinking, no one is possibly good enough to do this job, and they're a bit intimidating. But actually, I want to thank those who worked very hard to create the parish profile for St. Francis, because I saw it just over a year ago, and my heart was strangely warmed, and I was very attracted to it. And one of the things that I loved about this parish, as was set out in the profile, was the bandwidth of worship, of spirituality. So there's some of you perhaps have never worshipped there, but down at St. Lawrence, Stratford Subcastle, it's a really beautiful, old, traditional church, and they do traditional worship really well. There's a lovely sense of community there. And then it described St. Francis, which was much more modern worship, but doing it really beautifully well. And then there was also talk about hope. The new estates of obviously Old Sarum and Long Hedge, and what does it mean to be church there, especially amongst those who are unchurched? And I love that breadth, because actually I like a range of spiritualities, and I love a mixed economy of different kinds of church. They're not in competition. They're recognizing actually the whole church, our culture has changed so much. We need different kinds of and expressions of church to be attractive and helping welcome people into church today. And so, quoting from the parish profile a year ago, it said this: Hope Community, that's Will and Sophie heading that up, Hope Community was to be a church presence for existing Christians and to reach out to those unchurched people on the estates. So it would somehow resource those who were already committed to Jesus, but especially would be missional for those who had never heard of Jesus, really. And I believe over the last 3 years there have been moments of wonderful engagement and real dedication and a huge amount of soaking in prayer, not just by Will and Sophie, but by the small team that they've been working with and worshipping with and praying with. But now is, I'm quite clear, the time to change gear. Are there any of you who do not drive? Okay, so when you change gear, it means you're going one speed, but unless you're automatic, I suppose that's where it falls down. It's an analogy, because this isn't an automatic. We've got to make a choice. And now is the time to say, actually, we need to go at a different pace, and it's going to involve new and other people. And so we're stepping into a higher profile on the estates, and Sophie and Will are going to be talking about that shortly. And I want to say I'm both excited and nervous at this moment, because it's really exciting when something new comes to birth. Some of you will have attended a birth, and it's exciting and nervous. And that's really how I feel, because I think God is going to call people to know himself. He's going to call people on those estates and elsewhere into relationship with himself through Jesus, through this ministry. But I'm also nervous because it is going to be costly. It's going to cost all of us something, I believe. And please don't think, well, those who are really keen might go and do that. Every one of us is called into costly discipleship. And if we're staying, we're to be missional. We are to do exactly the same task. And if we're going, it's to be missional, to call people into relationship with himself. And so I just want to give my warmest endorsement to what you're just about to hear. And I believe the time is right. And I am so excited about what's going to happen. Well, so could you just both come up here a sec? These delightful people. So, Father, thank you that you've called Will and Sophie into this place for such a time as this to do a really exciting new work. And we pray that through them you will speak to us to know what your call looks like in really concrete terms. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, John. Good morning. To set the scene before we, I guess, unpack a little bit about why we're here and the news, I just wanted to set the scene and maybe ask you a couple of questions just to try and get the ball rolling. God's heart is to seek and to save the lost. Jesus' words in Luke 15, where he talks about the parable of the good shepherd, he says this in Luke 15, verse 3. Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. This is God's mission and has been from the very beginning. From Eden to eternity, God is relentlessly pursuing all that is lost. Our God, the God that we gather to worship and to pray to, is a missionary God. And our coming together, the church's very existence, is because of this reason, because of God's mission. Our primary reason for the church across the world, over history, is because God has a mission. Mission isn't something that goes up on one board and we do as a category of the church. It isn't sort of a segment of what we divide our time in the week to. Mission is the overriding purpose of why we gather and why the church exists. Our life as a church here at St. Francis is always, always, always for the sake of the world, for those that are outside of our walls. Now I wonder, back to that parable, if Jesus were to tell that parable again today, but thinking about the church in the UK and looking at our current situation, I think Jesus might say, how amazing it is if we leave the one and go for the 99. I want to ask you a question. What would it look like if a church orientated itself towards the 99? It was passionate about seeking and saving those that are lost. I'm sure we all know people that are in that 99, that are lost, that don't know Jesus, have not heard about him. How would church best share God's love and the gospel with that person? What would it look like? What would its rhythm be? What would it do throughout the week? I'm not here to say that we found the silver bullet that answers all of those. But along with John and Matt and the rest of the team and St. Lawrence as well, we are desperate to have a go, to do this and to join in with God's mission. So I wonder, just bear that person in mind or those people that we know that don't know Jesus. What would church look like for them?
Um, So over the last 3 years, we've been getting to know people on the estate. We're spending lots of time with people. And over the last 3 years, we've come to know, be known as Hope Community. And there's about 11 of us that are involved in that who are just befriending people and getting to know people. So we've been journeying a long time now with different people. And we have an incredible team, which we do love so much. But often the words of Jesus saying the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few, has never been more true than at this time for us. When Long Hedge will be complete, we'll have between 5,000 and 6,000 people added into our parish. So it's going to be big soon. And the only Christian community up there at the moment is Hope Community. So we've been excited to be building with these relationships, but actually we feel like we've got to a stage now where the church really, the community really needs a church of people coming together for them to be discipled. We feel like we've done a lot of work really getting to know people, but now we just want to kind of push people a bit further on in their journey with Jesus. So we want something that is consistent, something visible and something tangible. And we've been praying and we're considering what this next step might be and what it might look like. And actually, we really believe that God is calling us to plant a church in the heart of Old Sarum and Longhead, to birth a community of faith that lives out and expresses the gospel for all around to see. It's a really exciting time, and we want you to stop and think whether you could be a part of that today.
So just preparing and coming up to this morning, we've been praying lots and lots, and one of the things I feel like God has been speaking to me just about our situation and where we're at, he reminded me of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, where Jesus talks to the crowds and his disciples about them being like salt and light. And I felt like God was saying that we've done a really, really good job as Hope Community. We've seasoned both estates like salt. We've had pockets of God's love and mercy and grace in there. And we've been scattered across those estates. But Jesus then went on to talk about light and like a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. And for us, I felt like God was saying, now is a time to start something where there's a tangible community, church, that cannot be hidden, that radiates God's life, that people on those estates cannot miss, something more concentrated and intense. And so we're looking to be salt and light. We've done a really good job of being salt, we think. We're looking now to create a church that cannot be hidden on those estates. The desire is to start this church and to have mission at its core, that is also committed to costly discipleship and believes that everyone has a role to play. We're not looking to create just a service. We're not looking just to start a Sunday morning event. We're looking to create something far deeper and far more than that. We're wanting to see a family of disciples who are a tangible witness to the gospel, to wherever God leads us throughout the weeks. This isn't an extra ministry or something on the side. This is core, and we're asking people to consider. We want to be a family on mission where everyone is known. Our hope is that people would encounter Hope Church and they would know that we are disciples of Jesus, just like he said, by their love for one another, and people would be drawn in. Our vision, hopefully, most of you would have received a postcard, I don't know, oh, here we go, on your way in with Hope Church and some details on it. And on the back, there's some questions and maybe a response. When we were getting ready for this morning, I was desperately praying this wouldn't just be a sort of a news bulletin or just an announcement and a statement. We desperately, desperately, desperately want this to be an invitation for us as a wider church to all be involved. So our vision is to be a family of disciples who share the good news and our lives with those around us. We're looking for people who want to be a part of this. We're looking for at least 25. We feel like just to get going, we want 25 people or so. And maybe for a season, maybe just like a spaceship trying to get into space. Maybe some people could just be those booster rockets to get us off the ground and out into orbit. Or maybe people would like to join indefinitely. Obviously, we're here because it's not just for those that are on the estate. We do really need people's help. There's so much that's going on and so much that could be done. So we're here to ask, as a wider church, for people to consider, prayerfully consider being with us, being part of this church for a time or for indefinitely. We also recognize, I want to say quite clearly, that it isn't obviously just for people that are on the estates, because a lot of the people that we journey with aren't from the estates. People move in networks and rather than neighborhoods, we found. So about 40% of the people that we journey with aren't from the estates, that they come in for groups, for a cafe or for the toddler group or for the school drop-off. So this isn't an exclusive call. Please don't rule yourself out because you don't live on Old Sarum and Longhedge. This is an invitation for all of us to be part of something bigger. As of January, we're going to be meeting in the community centre from 10 to 11:30. And we're asking people to be there, not just once a month, not dipping in and out. We want people to be part of this church so that we can, just as Jesus said, we can be a family of disciples on mission that share the love of God with one another, and that people are drawn towards that because they see the depth of relationship and the impact the gospel is having on that community. People we need practically, I mean everyone that you can imagine to make a church service work and to make a church family work, right from the welcome to the end to the technical stuff to preachers, teachers, worship leaders, everything else, that whole bracket. There's loads of things that we'd love to get started as well. Food banks, baby banks, CAP courses, debt counselling, school stuff, all of this. But that's to say that actually we want people that love Jesus and are desperate to see God move powerfully in people's lives and in our own. This might be an opportunity for some of us who have been a Christian for a while or have just become a Christian, and perhaps we don't know what God has gifted us with, what our giftings are, what our spiritual gifts are. Perhaps we're feeling like we're not being used to the best possible ability. Perhaps we're not sure where we fit in church. When praying for this morning, I've been struck by the words hungry. Maybe some of us are feeling hungry, a hunger for more, something more. And for a while, we've been praying that this isn't the first time that God's maybe stirring something in us. But actually, God's been doing lots of groundwork before this morning. And maybe there's some of us here that have felt hunger, maybe a holy discontent, as if God's stirring something and you're not quite sure what's happening. I'm hoping this resonates with someone, I also had the words fire in the belly. I don't think God was talking about a madras that we had last night, but something maybe God is put inside of us, something for more, that longs desperately for more. We want people to be part of a church that are desperate to join in with God in seeking the 99, going out. Mission, we hope, will be foundational. Discipleship, we aim to be costly. Fellowship, we hope, will be life-giving. And all ages will be valued.
Thank you. We recognize this is a huge ask, and that we've kind of been speaking at you about this. We are so, so excited. We love people. We love journeying with people, Christians and those who are searching. And we want Hope Church to be a place where you feel that you belong, that is a place where you feel known, and that we can kind of extend that out to other people, and that they can come in and feel so welcomed and so loved when they come to Hope Church on Sundays and things in the week. We believe that this is the right thing for now, and we would really love to leave some time now for us to really think about it and to reflect. I know it might seem scary, but actually church history has been marked and shaped by men and women, young and old, saying to God, "Here I am, send me." So I'd love for you to just either look at your postcard now and read our vision, or just use that as to focus, or even just focus on our logo, just to take a moment. I'm going to leave, kind of a long bit of silence. I think Rory might be playing. For you, just, I don't know, is there anything going on there? Do you think God might be speaking to you? Whether it's to just be praying for us and supporting us that way? Is it to go? Or is it actually, do you know what, I'm just really interested and I'd love to know more. But I'm just going to leave some space now for the Holy Spirit to work in us and for you to just pause and reflect and think about what we've been saying. And then I'm going to pray for us all.